Hi, thank you for calling the NEC helpline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Sure, it is Juanisha.
Well, what did you say? Mel?
No, she was just asking me for your name, and I think she has your information, and I'm going to let you go, okay? So I hope you both have an excellent day.
Okay. Uh-huh. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Hi, Juanisha. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. This is Carolina again on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you did meet the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit?
Well, I like what?
To see if you met the criteria to participate.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And did you already have an attorney helping with this, or have you signed paperwork with another legal agency?
No.
Okay. Now, was it your baby, Juanisha, that was diagnosed with NEC?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear that. What is your baby, does your baby still have any injuries, anything long-lasting?
He have a little issues going to the bathroom, little bowel movements, kind of like where he is kind of irregular at times, and he's actually like he's real slim. He's skinny. He's 13. Most people think that he's like 11, a little younger than what he is. It's like he hasn't hit any growth spurt or anything.
Yeah, I see, and I'm sorry about that. Do you know if you have any medical records that show any proof of diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. And when was it that your baby was diagnosed? Hi, Juanisha, can you still hear me?
June 23rd, 2011.
Okay. Okay, so around June 23rd, 2011. And was he being fed formula before he was diagnosed or after?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was being fed.
How long was he on the formula before he was diagnosed?
He was on it, for a few days.
Okay.
Because he was diagnosed. But 23rd, so he was on it. He started having issues like maybe 3 or 4 days after.
Okay.
After drinking it. So.
Yeah. And what was the address or the hospital where he was diagnosed?
I gave it to the last lady. Let me look back on Google. Hold on. Johnson Ferry. Let's see what the it's 1000 Johnson Ferry Road, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30342.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Hold on. My phone. Hold on. I have another call coming in. Most likely it's from Medicare. They keep calling my phone, but I'm waiting for an important call. So just 1 second. Let me answer this line.
Yeah, take your time.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Okay. And this Northside Hospital, Atlanta, is this the same address where he was born and diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. And was he diagnosed within the same stay? Like, was he born and then diagnosed without ever going home?
I'm sorry? What did you say?
Was he diagnosed during the same stay of his birth, or did you guys go home and then come back for the diagnosis?
Oh, yeah, no. He didn't go home. He was diagnosed
there. Let's see. And do you know what kind of...
He was diagnosed on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. He was born on the 16th. He was diagnosed on the 23rd.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of formula they gave him?
It was the Similac Neosure.
Okay. Okay. And are you and your son both residents of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And citizens as well?
I'm sorry.
Citizens as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how many weeks he was born?
32.
32 weeks. Okay. And then I know you said he was born, let's see, the 16th of June in 2011. Is
Yeah,
that right?
June 6th and 11th.
Okay. And so how old is he right now? You said 13?
He's 13.
Okay. Do you have his birth certificate?
Yeah, I just sent it to the lady.
Okay. I see. I'm sorry. They don't transfer the
Who transferred me
information.
over to you? I sent it to her.
Yeah. They have their own system over there. From one call to the other, they don't transfer the
Oh
information.
my
So
God.
if it's
I'm sorry
redundant, I'm
if I
so
just sound
sorry.
a little flustered. I
No,
just keep on answering the same thing. And
I
I have a now a 9-month-old who's walking and who's into stuff
Oh.
that I'm trying to put to sleep now. So that's why I'm a little
I see.
flustered.
No, and I apologize for any. I know it is a little redundant. I'll try to speed through this here. Do you know if you
No,
have
you're okay.
anyone else that did use the formula as well?
I don't know. Probably everybody. 'Cause then, and what's so crazy is that they normally give you Similac Total 360 but back then, well, I don't know. That's what they gave my daughter this time, and I was kind of fighting with them. But the Similac NeoSure is what they gave him, which was where
I
he
see.
had issues. But yeah, I
Yeah.
don't know. I'll have to see. I don't know if
Yeah, no
anybody I
worries.
know around that time dropped NeoSure.
And your baby, can you confirm his gender for me?
Yes, he's a male.
A male. And what was his first name?
Chandler, Chanler. And his last name is Jackson, Jackson. One second, hold on line. Hello.
Yeah. Can you just
Hello,
repeat
I'm sorry.
this?
I get so many calls because Medicare,
Okay.
Part A and B, they want to know if I have Part A and B. Oh my God, it's ridiculous. It's like I
Okay.
got so many calls, I got a block. But yeah.
Can you just repeat the his first name for me? I got, was that Chandler? Chandler?
Chanler.
Okay. Chanler. And then last name Jackson. Did Chandler have a middle name?
Yeah, Nathan.
Okay. And Nathan, was that just Nathan?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Was he a junior? Does he have any suffix to his name?
Excuse me?
Does he have a suffix to his name, like junior?
No, he's
Okay.
not a junior or anything.
Okay. And do you know the his social?
Yeah, 111. 6325 18.
Okay. Again, that was 11163 2518. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have your
Yes,
name here as Quaneshia, last name Clark,
nope,
C.
nope. It's Quenishia.
Okay, let's see. You said Quenishia. Okay. And then last name Clark, Clark. Did you have a middle name?
Yeah.
M as in mom.
Monique, yeah.
Monique, was that Moniqueue? Okay. Okay, and did you have a suffix to your name?
No,
Okay.
No.
Okay. And what was your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And your gender?
A female. Sorry,
Okay.
I'm doing things.
No worries.
I almost said I was a male.
No worries.
That's so funny.
Okay, Quenisha, what was your date of birth?
7/13/84.
Okay, I got 7/13/1984. Okay, and what was your social?
My social? Mm-hmm. Why do you guys need mine?
It's just for the medical records. Yeah, they pull.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
559-815-738.
Okay, again, that was 559-815-738. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Sounds good. And did you have an email account that you use?
Excuse me?
An email account? An email address?
Yeah. Q-U-N-I-S-H-I-A underscore C-L-A-R-K at Yahoo.
Okay. So it's just first name underscore last name at yahoo.com?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now the phone number to best reach, is it the 404-285-0507?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And what was your current address?
2924 Claremont Road, apartment 402-30329.
Okay, and you said that was apartment 402?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so one more time. This was 2924 Claremont Road in Atlanta, Georgia, 30329, apartment 402.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and Quenisha Monique Clark, is this how it's stated on your birth certificate?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Are you aware of any custody or any related issues of abuse, anything like that?
No.
Okay, perfect. And did you have any issues during pregnancy like hypertensive disease, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping? Okay. How about any tobacco use, illicit drug use, or HIV or AIDS?
No.
Great. Okay, and he was born premature, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Born in Georgia.
He was born early, yeah.
Yeah. So he was born early. Did they take him to the NICU, the NICU?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know when they took him? Was that as soon as he was born?
When did they take him to the NICU?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as he was born. And how long was he there? When did he get released from the NICU?
He was there until we left the hospital, which was like in August.
Okay. Around August. And that, again, that was 2011, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was hospitalized for like 60 days. So.
Again, I'm so sorry. Again, his first name is C-H-A-N-L-E-R, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, so on his birth certificate, it would be Chandler Nathan Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you know how much he weighed when he was born?
3 pounds, 1 ounce.
You said 3 pounds, 1 ounce?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and they started giving him the baby formula right away?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They started giving it to him right away.
When did they stop giving it to him?
Like 3 or 4 days after he was consuming the formula.
Okay. Was it like when he was diagnosed almost?
Yeah, the facing symptoms. When he noticed the symptoms, like noticed he was having pain, you know, babies, but once they stated that it was stomach pain and he was vomiting, he had bloody stools and he had some breathing issues going on. So they ran the test, but they stopped. They stopped it like 3 to 4 days after.
And did he ever have a swollen or tender belly during that time?
Yeah. Mhm.
Again, you have the medical records for this?
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay.
I think I have them, but I would have to like get my storage. But of course I have them.
That's fine. Yeah. If you were asked to
provide them, that's no problem.
Sorry. Would you be able to do that through mail or electronically?
Either or.
Okay. Now, what did he undergo because of the diagnosis? Was there any surgeries, antibiotics, anything that he had to go through?
They definitely did the first, I mean, they ran the test, so the blood test, the stool test, and then they had their ultrasound, so I guess where they decided that's where, like, you know, stomach pain, and then they decided that they, for the treatment, they just stopped it, just stopped all feedings, and then he got nutrient therapy. They gave him extra oxygen and also vitamin therapy. So along with that, there was a surgery of a laparotomy, and that's where they made like a little incision on his stomach, and they removed the infected part of, I guess, part from the formula, and then the sticky part. That's how they they explained it to me. The little sticky part in the formula out his belly.
Yeah.
The part that was infected from the formula again.
Okay.
But yeah.
And when was
so they gave him?
When was the last time you got treatment for this?
On the 25th of June. Okay. So it was like he was diagnosed the 25th, and then 2 days later he had his the surgery and the treatment. That's right. When they did the treatment.
Right. Okay. Now, just 1 second, okay? Mm-hmm. I know we took down the hospital. Do you remember the doctor's name?
Yeah, it was Dr. Bergman.
Okay.
So his name was David, but his name was Dr. Bergman. So it was Bergman. He was in pediatrics.
Yes, I see him.
Yeah.
Okay, now I do have to transfer this information. It'll just take 1 second, okay? Okay, and he got again, diagnosed and treatment, all of that in the same hospital?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said it was Dr. David Bergman, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, I know it's our hospital.
Okay. Okay. Do you know if there were any other abdominal surgeries performed, or did he ever experience a swollen abdomen with discoloration?
You saying after?
Before any treatment, did he ever have a swollen abdomen with discoloration on there?
He had issues. He had stomach pain. So. Mm-hmm.
And did they ever do any surgeries for the abdomen specifically?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, they gave him a laparotomy. That's what I told you. They gave him a small incision on his mm-hmm. abdomen, which is his stomach, and removed the sticky part and the infected part of the formula that was in the stomach.
And do you know the bell staging? So did they let you know if it was stage 1, 2, or 3 of NEC?
No, I didn't get any stages.
Okay.
I don't recall stages. So.
Okay, no worries. Okay, perfect. Now, we do request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anything that comes to mind?
Hold on, Chandler. What do you want, Chandler? Okay, you're going to have to wait 1 second, okay? Man, nothing. Hold on. I'm sorry. He's out of school today because they have an at-home learning day, and they didn't send him nothing to learn. But go ahead.
Yeah, again, we just needed an emergency contact before we ended here.
Yeah, you get my mom. I could put her down, Natasha, N-A-T-A-C-H-A.
Mm-hmm.
And her last name is Smith, S-M-I-T-H-A.
Okay. And do you have a phone number?
T-H-A. Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Crazy, right? Yeah, it's 1 second. I don't know her number. Let me look it up. I know that sounds bad, but I don't want to give me 1 second. It's going to be 510-383-0566.
Okay. And you said she was your mother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a contact address for her?
Well, she just moved. Well, she's moved. Well, I'll just give you her old address. 1279 Terra, T-E-R-R-A, F, Sam Leandro, S-A-N, second word Leandro, L-E-A-N-D-R-O, California, 94578.
94578?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so now I'm going to just draft this DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, again, this is just so we can, so the attorneys can go ahead and pull those medical records needed. Okay, again, I'm just drafting this. I'm going to send this. Now, do you want this as a text message, email? Do you have a preference?
It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, I can send to both. Make it a little easier. Okay. Again, your, I'm sorry, his date of birth was June 16th of 2011. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and his social again was 111-632518.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just want to make sure that's right. Okay, now I did just send that. Let me know when you do receive it. And I can't stay on the line if you do have any issues, okay?
Okay, I think it's fine.
Okay, perfect. I did just receive it on my end, Quenisha. Now, besides this, I'm just going to send a text message with my contact information, the law firm's contact information. I do want to say I wouldn't recommend calling before 48 hours. I know it takes a while for them to process the paperwork and even get your files in their system. But once they do get that filed, they're going to reach out, give you a quick call, and they're just going to verify some information we went over. From there, any communication would be with them. If you have any case-specific questions, you would reach out to them. If you have any other questions or concerns before they reach out, you can always text me. And besides that, thank you so much for your time. Do you have any other questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Quenisha. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you.